The great photographer Eva Fuka recently celebrated her 80th birthday at the opening of an exhibition of her work at Prague's Kampa Museum. She had returned to the city of her birth in the early part of this decade, after spending half her life in America. In this, the second half of a two-part interview, Eva recalls how she and her first husband, the artist Vladimir Fuka, left Czechoslovakia in 1967 in something of a hurry. After getting permission for a short trip abroad, they had to leave almost all of their belongings, in case the communist authorities realized they weren't coming back.
What happens is that we came in a couple of outfits. I left everything behind, and my husband left all his work here, which he hoped somebody will save, but nobody did dare, of course, because our situation was very dangerous. And I, until today, don't have my negatives, because big part of it had to stay behind. So what I have today, it's only what I gave my mother. It was some kind of saying from God, just do it. But that was about it. Everything we lost.
Was it hard to leave Prague? Because I guess by that time, you and your husband were well established, you had high reputations here.
For me it was harder. My husband decided he wants to go because he was very unhappy here and he couldn't find his ground under his feet. And for me, I knew that it wouldn't be any easy, which wasn't. And we were on top of our career. That's what I somehow have a feeling, that it would be very difficult to establish again, which is absolutely practically not possible.
What did you do in the States, you and your husband, when you moved there?
Well, first off, we started to work as artists, which was very, very silly. It's not possible to live as a freelance in New York, because you have to have credit cards, which require some establishment which you work for. It required to have some insurance, to have something to hold on. And if you are freelance, you are just in between nothing. So I soon went to work for photo labs, and then later to Metropolitan Museum of Art, which I really love. My husband, he had his agent already. He started to work on books and book jackets. So it was hard. It was not that we were hungry, but it was hard, especially because you don't have any friends. You lost friends, and you learned a new language, which I didn't go to any school because I didn't have time. And my daughter, who went to school, she speaks without accent almost, but I have heavy accent because I just was getting my English right from the sky.
Jumping forward many years to 1989, you were here, I believe, in Prague at the time of the revolution.
Mm-hmm. It was just accident, because my mother seems to be ill, and it was fall, and I thought maybe she wouldn't survive over winter time. So I decided I will go to see her, and I get my Panasonic camcorder, which was enormous, which was some kind of very new discovery or very new machine, and come to make a picture of her. And suddenly, second week after my stay, started revolution, which I already saw on television, because I saw some things going on, and I was really very sad that Czech didn't move a little bit faster. It was German, everybody else but Czech. They always have time to do things. So it started, and I took my camera and started to film the whole upheavals of people. Then when I show it in America, everybody was excited because it was so new for them. So I had to show it in public television, and also I show it in a couple of libraries and clubs for people to see.
If I may ask, what exactly did you film in those days? Did you get close to some of the big players or the main players like Havel and so on?
No, these first days was not Havel yet. I mean, he came as in a picture second or third day, because when he started the first day, I made myself to go to the balcony, and Melantrich newspaper where Havel was then later on talking from. I had to leave, so I was there only 2 days from the beginning, and the rest I saw later.
At the moment, there's a retrospective of your work on here in Prague at the Kampa Museum. How pleasing is it for you to see this exhibition after all you've been through, all your experiences, now at the age of 80? What does it mean to you?
It's not really retrospective, because what happened, the main gallery, which I supposed to have which calls Prague House of Photography, is still not open. So instead I did this exhibition, which is it's smaller, but it was nice because they did it on my request to make it the day when I had birthday. So it was as well a celebration of my birthday as well of my photography exhibition, which was very, very festive and nice.
If I may ask you, why did you come back to Prague? Why move back to Prague when you yourself were in your 70s, I guess? Why come back here?
I didn't want to come, ever. When my second husband died, I said, you know, I stay here, I'm not going, I have quite nice life in here. But 5 years after, when they elected Bush, President Bush, which was not really legal quite, I said to my friend, if Bush would be elected, I am leaving, I don't stay here. And I said it as a little part of the joke, but it's not the main reason. The reason was that my daughter, she's living in France, and I thought, you know, I am aging, and I don't want to leave the house and everything for her to take care of so far from Europe. So I decided as long as I have still strength, I will do it myself. So it was one reason. Second reason was I was visiting a couple of times lately Prague, and I thought, such a beautiful city, what I am doing in America. It was second. But I think the main motivation was that I want to put all my belongings and Vladimir's pictures and my photos to Prague, that it doesn't stay alone, lost in States.
There's a television documentary about you called Vracím se do země labyrintu, which means in English, I'm returning to a country of labyrinths or labyrinth. Was that how it felt for you, returning here to Prague after so many years, basically half your life in America?
I must say it was. You were very right, because when I came here first, I was looking for faces which I will recognize. I didn't recognize anybody. They were all young faces, nobody I knew. And my few friends, they died, they passed away. And so for me it was labyrinth in that meaning, because I couldn't find my way. And besides, I lost already memory of the old streets of the city. And to start to learn to know new people, it takes a little time. But now my friends are half of my age, not half of my age, quarter of my age, which is very nice because it keeps me young.
Eva Fuka, thank you very much indeed.
I thank you.